弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主再一次有交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather.
我们请来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple passages in the Bible.
首先，我们请翻开约翰福音第十三章。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们读三十四跟三十五节。
We'll be reading verses 34 and 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四、三十五节。
John chapter 13 verses 34 to 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
好，我们再来读约翰福音第十五章第九跟第十节。
Now let's turn to John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10.
第十五章九到第十节。
John 15 verses 9 to 10.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
我们再请翻开哥林多前书第十三章。
Now, next turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章，我们读四到八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
我们再请读第十三节。
Now, let's read same chapter, verses 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
But now, faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我们再读十四章第一节。
Let's also read chapter 14, verse 1.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们有个简短的祷告。
These are our passages for today. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们能够在主日的清晨，在你复活的早晨，一同聚在你宝座的跟前。
We thank you for allowing us to come before your throne on this day of rest on the Sabbath.
主，我们读了你宝贵的话语。
Lord, as we read your precious word,
我们相信主早上你要借着这些话来开启我们。
We trust that you want to open up, enlighten us in your word.
我们就求圣灵能够借着这些话在我们的心中说你奇妙的恩典。
We pray that the Holy Spirit may, through your word, reveal to us your amazing grace.
主，我们求你来预备我们的心。
Lord, may you prepare our hearts.
让圣灵可以在我们中间自由的运行
，so that your Holy Spirit may be able to move freely amongst us.
主啊，你把你的话启示的亮光赏赐给我们。
Lord, may you give us your light of revelation.
好，叫我们在 彼此相爱这件事上能够更多的清楚明白。
That we may be, have a deeper understanding of what it means to love one another.
并且更多的在其中学习能够彰显耶稣基督的爱。
And even more so learn how to manifest the Jesus' love.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望你。
Lord, we give this time into your hands.
我们求主来向我们施恩。
Lord, may you be gracious to us.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们过去交通到信望爱这件事。
Lord, brothers and sisters, in the past we've shared on faith, hope, and love.
那信望爱呢，在圣经里面多处的记载。
Faith, hope, and love, these three things have been recorded numerous times in the Bible.
在初期的教会
In the early churches,
基督徒属灵的生活呢，主要就在信望爱这三件事上。
The lives of the Christians then were primarily on faith, hope, and love.
我想这三件事呢是主的真理。
I believe that these three things are God's truth.
不会因着时间而改变。
And it will not diminish over time.
特别在我们在这个末了的世代当中。
Especially in this in these end of days today,
我们更需要在信望爱这三件事上多有学习。
Now more than ever, we need to learn how to be abide in faith, hope, and love.
那过去我们交通到信心跟盼望。
In the past, I've shared on faith and hope.
今天我们要交通关乎于圣徒彼此相爱这件事情。
Today, we want to look into how brothers and sisters love one another.
那信心呢？我们知道，我们每一个人都是借着信心能够得救。
We all know that we are saved by faith through faith.
那在一个简单的信心里面，我们进入这救恩的门。
Through this simple faith, we're able to enter through the doors of salvation.
我们也开始凭着这个简单的信心呢，来跟随主。
And through this simple faith, we are able to follow and begin following Jesus.
那我们信心的对象乃是我们的主自己。
And the object of our faith is our Lord Himself.
信心它最主要乃是叫我们能够得着那一个眼睛所不能看见属灵的实际。
Faith allows us to take hold of what is unseen.
那圣经告诉我们，信乃是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
The Bible tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
所以我们在信心的里面，我们能够实化许多属灵的事物。
So in faith, we're able to substantiate many spiritual things into reality.
这个实在是一件非常奇妙的事。
This is truly an amazing thing.
我们能够在信心里面看见将来所要成就的事。
In faith, we're able to see what will be accomplished in the future.
世人总是所看见的就是眼前的。
The people of the world tend to only see what is before them.
所以借着这一个信心，我们就能够一直在地上走这一条跟随主的道路。
But through faith, we're able to continue to walk on this path, following our Lord.
那有了信心，我们很多时候就需要开始把信心转换成盼望。
But oftentimes we have to start transforming or converting our faith into hope.
因为我们知道，当我们有了信心以后，我们就要开始等候神来成就他所应许的。
Because once we have faith, we then begin waiting on the Lord, hoping for Him.
那当在等候的当中呢，我们 需要有一个预备。
Well, while we're waiting for our Lord to return, we have to be prepared.
盼望呢，不是一个消极的。
Abiding in hope is not something you do passively.
盼望呢，乃是一个积极的等候。
It is something you must actively do.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
比如说在约翰一书第三章第三节。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 3.
他那里讲到将来如何还未显明。
It says that how things will be in the future is not yet made known.
但是主若显现，我们必要像他。
But once the Lord appears, we will be gathered to, Him.
那凡向着主有这样心的人。
And all those who have this heart for the Lord,
就会预备自己。
Will prepare themselves.
向主洁净一样。
Just like how the Lord purified himself.
所以我们就看见呢，这一个等候主呢，这一个盼望乃是一个积极的。
So we see that waiting on the Lord in hope is an active action.
但是呢，需要在我们的生命中呢，有更多的改变的工作。
Which means that in our own lives, there are many things that need to be changed.
所以信心呢，有一我们可以想到信心呢，乃是一个我们从主那里接受这一个属灵的恩典。
So faith, we can think of it like this: something that we have received, a spiritual reality that we receive from the Lord.
是一个从外面接受过来。
Something that we have received externally.
那盼望呢，乃是在我们里面做一个变化的工作。
But hope is something that is affecting change within us.
因为我们上一次提到呢，当我们在那里盼望的时候，
As I mentioned before, when we are waiting in hope,
盼望呢，乃是神所赐的。
Hope is something that that God has given us.
并且盼望呢，乃是一个在那里等候主所应许的话能够成就。
Hope is us waiting on God to fulfill His promises.
那在等候的过程当中呢，我们在那里积极的预备。
But while we're waiting, we are actively preparing ourselves.
所以圣经给我们看见了，我们的盼望总是等候主的成就的时候，我们在那里预备我们自己，比如说等候主的回来。
So the Bible tells us that while we're waiting, hoping for the Lord to return, during this time we must be actively preparing ourselves.
那这个爱心呢？
Now what about love?
爱呢，乃是一个基督在我们里面生命的一个彰显。
Love is a manifestation of Jesus' life that is within us.
并且爱心呢，圣经告诉我们它是这个联络全德。
And the Bible tells us that love is the perfect bond of unity between us.
所以我们看到呢，这三个呢，其实是彼此互相有关联。
So we see that these three, faith, hope, and love, are interrelated.
而且彼此是平衡的。
And they temper each other.
你比方讲，当我们开始学习有信心的时候
，For example, when we're starting to learn how to abide in faith,
我们信心呢，需要把它转换成这一个盼望。
We need to learn how to translate this faith into hope.
因为当我们有信心的时候，我们不是一有相信事情马上就成就。
Because we know that it's not just having as simple as having faith and that thing you have faith in immediately becomes reality.
很多时候我们相信了主把话给我们，我们就开始学习在等候中有盼望。
Oftentimes when the Lord gives us His word, we have to learn how to wait on Him in hope.
那在信心 跟爱的关系呢?
So what does faith, how is faith and love related?
因为我们如果去读罗马书第十四章的时候
If we go to Romans chapter 14,
在那里有一般的圣徒呢他们看什么食物都可以吃。
There's a group of believers there that felt that anything is, you think that you can eat, you're allowed to eat anything.
他们是有信心的人。
They're a group of believers who have faith.
但是有一些信心软弱的弟兄姊妹，他们只能够吃蔬菜。
But there are some believers, there were some believers who were weaker in faith and they only ate vegetables. They're vegetarian.
因为呢，他们过往拜偶像的时候所吃的那些肉都是祭过偶像的肉。
Because in the past, all the meat that they've eaten was sacrificed to idols.
所以当他们信主以后，他们不愿意跟这些偶像发生关系，所以他们不愿意吃肉。
So after they became believers, they didn't want to associate with these idols anymore. So that is why they didn't want to eat meat.
但是真理告诉我们这些祭过偶像之物呢存着感谢的心领受都是洁净的。
But the Bible tells us that if we receive the food sacrificed to impure idols, we can do so in faith.
因为偶像实在算不得什么。
Because idols don't count for anything.
但是呢因着有些人呢他们信心大呢结果他们不仅吃肉呢反而会造成这些信心软弱弟兄姊妹呢心里头跌倒。
But these brothers and sisters who are stronger in faith, who believe they can eat anything, may have caused the weaker brothers and sisters to stumble.
所以保罗说呢，你宁可这件事情在神的面前守着。
So Paul instructs these brothers and sisters to keep the Lord's commandment of love. For these brothers and sisters.
你有信心是好的。
Having faith is good.
但是不要因着你的信心呢绊倒弟兄姊妹。
But do not be a stumbling block because of your faith.
你要在爱心里面持守在神的面前。
You must uphold God's love.
那另外呢盼望跟这个爱心的关系呢
Now, how is hope and love related?
我们知道呢在这个罗马书第五章的时候
You know that in Romans chapter 5
从第三节到第五节
From verses 3 to 5
很多时候我们在那里等候盼望的时候呢
Many times when we're waiting in hope
有时候时间是很长的
Sometimes that can feel like a while
那会让我们呢可能失去盼望。
The time may be so lengthy that we may lose hope.
所以呢那边告诉我们患难生忍耐。
So in Romans chapter 5 says that perseverance, tribulation brings about perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance proving character.
忍耐生盼望。
And proving,
老练生盼望。
And proving character, hope.
盼望不至于羞耻
And hope does not disappoint.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts.
所以当我们在盼望的时候呢圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面来扶持我们。
So while we're waiting in hope, the love of God has been poured out within our hearts.
所以我们就看见呢当我们信心有信心的时候好像会有一种属灵好像很刚强的那一种信心。
So when we have faith, it seems that we try to be very spiritual.
那我们需要爱把它平衡回来。
But we need love to temper that ferocity.
当我们在盼望等候当中的时候我们可能会因为时间的长久环境的考验患难试炼的来到呢我们的盼望可能会慢慢的落下去
While we're waiting in hope we may encounter tribulations and hardships because of that, our hope may diminish.
所以神在圣灵里面把这个爱浇灌给我们。
So during our time of tribulation, while we're hoping, God pours out His love into our hearts.
把我们扶上来。
And He upholds us.
所以这三个彼此之间呢，关系非常密切。
So faith, hope, and love are closely interconnected.
那我们刚刚所读的哥林多前书第十三章。
And we just read before 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在这个第十三章第四到第八节，这里是弟兄姊妹所熟悉的。
Verses 4 to 8 in chapter 13, I trust, is very is well known amongst all of you.
很多人认为这是爱的一个定义。
Many recognize this as the very definition of what love is.
很多人呢，把这几节经文呢。送给这个刚结婚的弟兄姊妹。
Many gift these verses to brothers and sisters who have gift these to many newlyweds.
那不错，很多可以应用在我们婚姻的生活上。
It's not wrong. It is applicable to the life of marriage.
但是这里不是一个爱的定义，不完全。
But this is not a complete definition of what love is.
这里所讲到的主要乃是讲到教会的生活。
Because this love here refers mainly to life in the church.
我们从哥林多前书十三章一直到十四啊，对不起，十一章一直到十三十四章呢，在这四章的圣经里面都是讲到教会的生活。
In 1 Corinthians chapters 12 to chapter 11 to 14, these four chapters talk about life in the church.
所以我们举一个例子呢，在这四节里面，他没有讲到我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
So let's give some examples. So we see here in the first four verses, they don't tell us to love the God, love our God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
这里没有讲到我们跟主跟神的关系。
It doesn't seem to talk about our relationship with God.
这里呢也没有讲到当如果有罪进来的时候神的反应是如何。
Nor does it talk about how God reacts to when sin enters our midst.
换句话说这里所讲的呢是一个在教会一般教会生活正常的情形。
In other words, these four verses speak to the normal church life.
你比方讲，这里讲到爱是不嫉妒。
Here it says love is not jealous.
但是在圣经里面给我们看见神是一个忌邪的神。
But in the Bible it says that God is a jealous God.
因为有爱的缘故，所以神是一个忌邪的神。
Because he loves us, he is a jealous God.
那这在我们在读第七节的时候，凡事包容。
In verse 7 it says, love bears all things.
在正常的情形当中，我们凡事包容。
In normal circumstances, we have to bear all things.
但是当人犯罪的时候，罪不能包容在里头。
But whenSomeone sins, or when a brother or sister sins, this is not something we can bear.
保罗呢，爱哥林多的弟兄姊妹，像父亲爱儿女一样。
Paul loved the brothers and sisters, Paul loved the saints at Corinthians as if a father loved a child.
但是当他们都中间发生淫乱的事情。
But when things like adultery happened amongst them,
保罗责备他们说，你们还包容这些事吗？
Paul rebuked them and said, How long will you bear these things?
当这些事发生的时候，你们还自高自大吗？
He rebuked them and said, How are you still so proud and arrogant despite these things happening?
所以我们来看这些情形的时候，我们就知道呢，这五节的圣经呢，基本上乃是讲到一个正常情形的时候，我们彼此怎么样相爱。
So these five verses speak to how we ought to love one another in normal situations.
好，那我们知道呢， 圣经告诉我们，我们彼此相爱呢，不是靠着天然人啊这个爱。
The Bible tells us that the act of loving one another is not something that the natural man can do.
我们知道神造我们。
We know that God created us.
神是爱。
And God is love.
爱是神的属性。
Love is God's very character.
并且呢，啊，神造我们的时候呢，他把这个生命的属性也赐给人。
And when God created us, He created us in His image and gave us His character as well.
好叫人可以爱神。
So that we, mankind, can love God.
也可以啊爱人，比如说爱我们的啊父母、兄弟、我们的妻子、我们的家人、我们的朋友等等。
And so that we may have the capacity to love our brothers and sisters, our parents, our neighbors, each other.
但是呢，当人犯罪了以后。
But after man sinned,
这个爱呢，受了罪的玷污。
This love that God gave us was adulterated, defiled.
对，那这个爱受了玷污以后呢，啊，我们就表现出呢，啊，有时候爱是正常的。有时候爱表现出来是正常的。
When we expressing our love seems it often comes very naturally to us.
有时候 sometimes.
Sometimes.
那有时候呢表现出来或者说大部分时候是不正常。
But oftentimes it's not normal.
你比方讲呢，这一个啊人彼此。在这一个社会环境当中，我们看见很多淫乱的事情。
So we see that in the world there are many, many impure things happening in the world.
那很多时候呢，啊，甚至啊达到一个淫乱犯罪的情形。
Sometimes there's so the sin gets to a point where it's completely unbearable.
那有时候呢，当爱啊，受到阻扰的时候，我们所产生的就变成了恨。
Sometimes when love is intermingled with these sins, it produces hate.
这些呢，都是人犯罪以后啊，在情感上啊受了玷污之后所产生的情形。
These situations are products of the expression of love being defiled by sin.
所以很多时候啊，我们读神的话的时候，神要我们彼此相爱呢，乃是要用他这个神圣的爱来彼此相爱。
So that is why when we are to love one another, we are to use God's pure, undefiled love to love one another.
但是呢，因为我们啊信主之后呢，这个爱在我们天然人里面呢啊本来就有。
Believe in our Lord. After we become believers, this undefiled pure love of God is within us.
我们很容易呢，就把我们这个天然的爱表现出来。
But we oftentimes are more easily expressing the love from our natural man.
因为这是我们生命的一部分。
Because it is part of our life.
天然生命的一部分。
Part of our natural earthly life.
我们很容易就把它表现出来。
And it's very easy for us to express that part.
但是我们如果啊用这个天然的爱在那里彼此相爱的时候
，But if we try to love one another using that earthly natural love，
很多时候会造成很多的难处
，It will cause many problems，
也啊造成弟兄姊妹许多彼此的不和
，And it will cause disharmony and disunity amongst the brethren。
所以早晨我们要来看呢。主在这件事上怎么样教导我们
？So this morning we want to see how the Lord, we want to see what the Lord teaches about this matter.
我们首先来看啊，约翰福音第十三章，我们刚刚所念的。
Let's turn back to John chapter 13.
三四节，主耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令。”
In verses 3 and 4 says that that Jesus has gave us a new commandment.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Sorry, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
我想呢， 主在这里给我们一条新的命令。
See, we see here that the Lord has given us a new commandment.
这是主要离开他的门徒，要上十字架，并且死里复活，啊，之后呢，他要升天回到父家。
This is a new commandment that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples before he was taken and crucified on the cross, before he would resurrect and ascend to the Father's throne.
所以呢，他要我们能够遵守一条新的命令。
So before he left, he wanted all of us to keep a new commandment.
就是彼此相爱。
That we love one another.
然后主说呢
，And the Lord said,
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Says, love one another even as I have loved you.
这里呢就很清楚提醒我们。
Here it very clearly reminds us that
主说我怎样爱你们
says even as I have loved you
你们也要怎样相爱
that you also love one another
主耶稣怎样爱我们
however the Lord loves us
这个爱呢是 agape 的爱
this is a love called agape love
是一个神圣的爱
it is a holy love
是一个无私的爱
It is a selfless kind of love.
是神的爱
It is God's love.
主呢在这里特别的吩咐我怎样爱你们
The Lord here very clearly commands disciples, even as I have loved you,
你们也要怎样相爱
You also must love one another.
主要求我们怎样相爱也是用 agape 这个爱
This love mentioned here in the Lord's commandment is also agape love.
所以一开头命令的起初就告诉我们是用主给我们那个神圣的爱我们彼此相爱。
So this new commandment at the get-go tells us to love one another using God's love, agape love.
然后接下来主说呢你们若有彼此相爱的心
And then the Lord says, if you have a heart to love one another,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
If you have love, if you have love for one another, by this all men will know that you are my disciples.
那主怎样爱我们呢
？So how does the Lord love us?
或者主对着门徒说话那个时刻，主怎样把他的爱表现出来呢
？Or in that moment when he gave this commandment, how did the Lord express this love he was referring to?
那就是十三章第一节到十七节。
For the answer, we must turn to chapter 13, verses 1 to 11.
十三章第一节，我们来读一下。
Let's read verse 1 of chapter 13.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father.
他爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
主呢，这个爱是到底的爱。
The Lord's love is a love that loves to the very end.
接下来呢，弟兄姊妹都知道这段话。
I'm sure all of you know what comes next after this.
主呢，就起来呢，啊，第四节那里，主呢，就脱了衣服，拿起一条毛巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆子里。
What happened next is in verse 4. The Lord Jesus got up from supper and laid aside his garments, taking a towel, and he girded himself.
然后呢，并且呢，啊，用手巾把他们擦干。
And he washed the feet of the disciples and wiped them with a towel with which he girded.
洗门洗在犹太人的风俗当中呢，洗客人的脚呢，乃是这些奴仆的工作。
As per Jewish custom of the time, feet washing is something that is reserved to the servants of the house.
主呢是这些门徒的主。
The Lord is the Lord of these disciples.
理当呢是门徒来洗主的脚。
As per the custom, it should be the disciples who are to wash Jesus' feet.
但是主呢，今天降杯来洗他们的脚。
But the Lord lowered himself and washed the feet of the disciples.
所以呢，彼得呢，啊，马上有一个反应。
So Peter reacted immediately to this.
他说：“主啊，你不要洗我的脚。”
He said, "Lord, do not wash my feet."
然后主耶稣呢，马上回答他说：“我若不洗你的，我若不洗你呢，你就与我无份了。”
And the Lord responded to Peter and said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
这个无份呢，不是得救不得救的问题。
This having no part with me is not a matter of being saved or not.
应该是讲到你就与我没有交通。
I believe it refers to having or not having communion fellowship with the Lord.
因为呢，在第十节那里告诉我们。
Because in verse 10 it tells us that.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus said to Peter, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not."
你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
But is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
所以他们十二个门徒除了犹大卖主的啊不干净以外呢，其他的人都是得救的。
Apart from the one who betrayed Jesus, everybody else there was clean.
那主耶稣在这个时候说：“你们只要把脚一洗，全身都干净。”
And the Lord said, "As long as you wash your feet, your whole body is made clean."
那这个应用在我们今天圣徒的身上是怎样
？Now, what's the application of this in our lives as Christians today?
你比方讲，当啊，我比如说啊，邻里很下沉，世界上的事情霸占我的心很厉害的时候
，For instance, when your spirit is very heavy and weighed down by the things of the world,
当我们来到聚会当中
，and when we come to church in that mindset,
也许听到弟兄的一堂的信息
，and as you come to church and you listen to the message being given by that brother.
我们灵里面再一次被更新过来。
And that heaviness, darkness in your heart is removed and you're revived.
我们在主的生命里面有了交通。
And we have once again fellowship in the life of Jesus.
我们心中的那些阴影重担呢，好像就被洗干净。
And in that fellowship, it seems that we've been cleansed from all the darkness.
就是这个意思。
This is what the situation means, this application.
我们彼此洗脚。
We must wash each other's feet.
那在这里呢，主接下来做完这件事就对他们说。
After washing all the disciples' feet, Jesus said to them,
14节。
In verse 14.
或者13节，他说，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
Or let's start from verse 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我给你们做了榜样。
For I gave you an example.
叫你们照我向你们所做的去做。
That you also should do as I did to you.
所以主在那里吩咐你们要彼此相爱的时候
So when the Lord commanded the disciples to love one another
主已经把这件事情做在他们的面前
The Lord has already performed this set an example for them
给他们有一个榜样
He showed them how to do it
叫他们知道彼此相爱
To teach them how they ought to love one another
但是主不停在这里
But the Lord didn't stop here
我们仔细去读第十三章一直到第十五章的时候
If we read all through chapter 13 through chapter 15
彼此相爱总共谈了三次
This love one another was mentioned three times
我们再来看第二处
Let's see the second time it was mentioned
我们看十四章二十一节
Let's turn to chapter 14 verse 21
有了我的命令又遵守的就是爱我的
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，也我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
然后二十三节。
And now verse 23.
耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去，与他同住。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
主呢，一开头给他们一个命令。
The Lord gave these disciples a commandment.
但是我深深觉得主呢，不要他们好像守旧约的律法，就守住这一个命令。
But it almost seems as if the Lord didn't want them to take this commandment and keep it keep them like they did with the Old Testament commandments.
By the law.
By the law.
这里呢，主开始要教导他们，这个爱是出于生命。
The Lord wanted to teach them that this love is not from the law, but from life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们如果守律法呢，是很苦的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that if we hold the law to the letter, it's very bitter work.
但是十四章十五章以后，主开始教导这个爱呢，乃是出于生命自然的流露。
In chapter 14 and 15, it says that love does not come from law, but comes from the natural flow of God's life in us.
所以主开始讲到第一个点。
So the first point that the Lord mentioned.
他说：“你们有我的命令又遵守的呢，就是爱我。”
He says that you have my commandments, and if you keep them, then that means he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
那你们只要守住我的命令呢，又遵守的话呢，我父要爱他，并且呢，啊，我也要他。爱他，向他显现，并且要住在他里面。
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
这里好像又来了一个命令。
Seems like this is another commandment.
那我们知道我们信主的之后呢，主住在我们里面。
Well, we all know that after we believe, the Lord abides in us, lives in us.
因为当我们接受主的生命，接受了圣灵，主就住在我们的里头。
Because once we accept Jesus' life, the Holy Spirit, He dwells in us.
这是客观的真理。
This is an objective truth.
但是这里呢，讲到乃是这个主观的实际。
But here it seems to talk about a subjective reality.
为什么我们常常不觉得主住在我们里面呢？
Why do we often feel that the Lord is not dwelling in us?
因为主在这里很清楚告诉我们，我们没有遵守他的命令。
The answer is here. The Lord says that it's because we do not uphold His commandment.
圣灵在我们里面常常在那里担忧。
The Holy Spirit is often
groaning
within us.
以至于我们不觉得主的同在。
To the point of we not being able to feel the Lord's presence with us.
但是主说你要遵守我的命令，这是我们主观的经历。
But the Lord commands us to keep His commandments. This is a subjective reality.
但是这里好像又来了一个命令。
Here seems to be another commandment.
但是弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Well, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
如果我们读前面十六到二十节。
If we read a little before verses 16 to 20,
主在那里先讲到他要差遣圣灵保惠师来。
The Lord says that the Father will send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to us.
圣灵保惠师他是真理的圣灵。
The Helper, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of Truth.
他是我们真理的教导。
The Holy Spirit teaches us the truth.
并且要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And will lead us into all of truth, all truth.
所以主在这里说，有了我的命令又遵守的。
So here the Lord says, if anyone has my commandments and keeps them.
实在说来呢，是当 圣灵在我们里面开始教导说话的时候，我们要学习来顺服他。
Or is to say that when the Holy Spirit starts to teach us, we must learn how to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵开始对我们说话，教导我们的时候，同时他会赐下能力。
While the Holy Spirit is teaching us the truth, at the same time, He will give us strength.
这是新约跟旧约最大的不同。
This is the biggest difference between the Old and New Testaments.
所以主就告诉我们，当我们愿意来顺服的时候，这个圣灵开始在我们里面做工，赐下能力的时候，不仅我们能够很自然的开始接受他的命令。
When the Holy Spirit comes in, is teaching us and enables us to carry out these teachings, He not only...
Sorry.
When the Holy Spirit teaches us, He gives us strength.
并且呢，主就住在我们里头，那一个属灵的实际就会更多显在我们里面。
And then the Lord's life within us will be made more manifest into reality in our lives.
那这是我们怎样住在，让主住在我们的里面。
This is the truth of the Lord abiding in us.
然后接下来到十五章一到八节的时候
if we look at chapter 15 verses 1 through 8,
主呢又教，又提醒我们呢，我们住在主里面。
The Lord once again reminds us that we are to abide in Him.
然后他就说，我是真葡萄树。
And He refers to Himself as the true vine.
然后呢，父是栽培的人。
And the Father as the vine dresser.
不结果子的枝子呢，他要父要剪去。
And every branch that does not bear fruit, the Father will take away.
剪去呢，乃是为了叫我们能够结果子更多。
And every branch that produces fruit, the Lord will prune so that it will bear more fruit.
接下来主又说呢，现在你们因我讲的道，你们已经干净了。
And then the Lord says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you."
你们被圣灵洁净，你们已经重生得救了。
You have already been cleansed by the Holy Spirit. You are saved.
我们能够在基督里。就着客观的真理来说，这是得救的时候，就是一件事实。
This is an objective reality that happens at the point of being saved.
In Christ.
因
为呢，我们得在基督里来是本乎神。
And when we are in Christ, this is something that comes from God.
So, 神把我们放在基督里面。
So the Lord has placed us in Christ.
但是这里又同时讲到一个属灵的经历。
But here it talks about a spiritual experience.
我们既然在基督里，
since we are in Christ,
我们要接受父在我们身上的工作。
We must accept the work that God will do on us.
父在圣灵里面呢，要借着十字架来做修剪的工作。
The Father through the cross and through the cross, while we are in Christ, the Father through the cross will prune us.
让我们能够把不好的、不结果子的部分一个一个把它修剪掉。
He will prune the parts of us that are not bearing fruit.
让我们能够结果子更多。
So that we may be able to bear more fruit.
这是圣灵奇妙的工作。
This is the amazing work of the Holy Spirit.
那主说呢，离了我，你们不能做什么。
The Lord also says that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
很多时候我们不愿意住在基督里。
Oftentimes we are unwilling to abide in Christ.
我们觉得我们可以凭着自己做什么。
We often are confident in our own abilities to accomplish something.
但是主在这里很清楚说，离掉我，你们绝对不能做什么。
But here very clearly states that apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
这是在第五节。
This is in verse 5, chapter 15.
那反过来呢？如果你们住在我里面，我也住在你们里面的话，你们就要结果子更多。
But then it says, if we are abiding in the Lord and the Lord abiding in us, we must bear more fruit.
这样的话呢, 换句话说, 我们怎样住在主里面呢?
So now the question is, how are we to abide in the Lord?
约翰一书二章二十七节,
in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27,
那里讲到你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
It says that, as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you.
然后最后一句话是,
and you have no need for anyone to teach you.
Yeah, 然后呢, 最后一句,
but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, is not a lie, just as it is taught, has taught you, you abide in him.
所以我们是按着恩膏的教训, 我们能够住在主里面。
So through the teaching from the anointing, we are taught to abide in him.
所以我们一面按着恩膏的教训, 我们遵守主的话, 主住在我们里面。
So through the anointing, the teaching of the anointing, we are to uphold God's word and have the Lord dwell in us.
然后按着恩膏的教训, 我们同时也住在主里面。
And in the same vein, we are able to abide in Jesus.
这些都是我们属灵的经历。
This is all of our spiritual experience.
这里就可以让我们看见主说, 你们就要结果子, 荣耀神。
Here we know, now we see that the Lord tells us that we must bear fruit and glorify God.
并且你们就是我的门徒。
And so you are my disciples.
所以主呢, 在这里很清楚告诉我们, 首先, 我们如果住在主里面, 我们就能够认识主的爱。
First and foremost, the Lord tells us that if we are abiding in Him, we are able to know God's love.
主好像在这一段话里面很少讲你们怎样彼此相爱。
In this part, in this statement, it doesn't tell us how we ought to love one another.
反而主一直讲我们跟他的关系。
It speaks to our relationship between us and God.
我们接受他的爱, 我们自然就知道彼此相爱。
If we accept God's love, then we naturally will know how to love one another.
并且呢, 你们就能结果子。
Moreover, we are able to bear fruit.
这里结果子, 很多人常常说, 我们传福音结很多果子。
This bearing fruit analogy is often used in gospel outreach when we're evangelizing.
但是, 这里其实讲到的果子更多乃是讲到我们生命的果子。
But this fruit, bearing fruit, is much more referring to the fruit that we bear from Christ's life in us.
并且前面讲到说你们彼此相爱，别人就看出你是我的门徒。
Just like how Jesus said that if we love one another, others will know that we are his disciples.
但是主在这里说, 如果你真的是住在我里面，我住在你里面，我们彼此有一个真实爱的关系，你就是我的门徒了。
It says that we are his disciples because we are abiding in him, he in us, and we are loving each other.
那我们知道圣灵所结的果子，第一个就是爱。
We know the first fruit of the Spirit is love.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy, and peace.
所以 圣灵在我们身上的工作, 把我们连接在主里面, 我们自然那一个神圣的爱, 开始在我们里面发展。
So the Holy Spirit knits us together, unites us, very naturally begin to manifest God's love.
所以接下来, 我们看第九节。
So if we look to verse 9 now,
我爱你们, 正如父爱我一样, 你们要住在我的爱里。
John 15, verse 9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
然后第十节,
and verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就住在我的爱里, 正如我遵守我父的命令, 住在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
所以主把这一个秘诀告诉我们。
So the Lord has taught us the secret to
abiding. 我们怎样去经历这个神圣的爱?
He taught us the secret to how, on how to experience this love.
我们有一颗心愿意顺服他的命令,
if we have a heart that's willing to obey His commandment,
当圣灵开始教导我们, 我们就顺服他,
we'll be able to obey the Spirit, Spirit's leading.
圣灵会带领我们走这一条十字架的道路,
and the Spirit will lead us on, onwards on this path of the cross.
我们开始生命改变,
and our lives will begin to change.
耶稣基督神圣的性质开始在我们身上形成,
and the pure and holy character of Jesus will begin to manifest in us.
我们住在主的爱中,
we are abiding in God's love.
我们经历主的爱,
and we experience God's love.
主说你们自然就能够彼此相爱,
and from then we are able to naturally love one another.
所以在第十二节,
in verse 12, chapter 15,
你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样, 这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹, 主在这里第二次提到这个命令。
Brothers and sisters, this is the second time the Lord has mentioned this commandment.
但是经过他许多的讲论之后,
but after all of his preaching,
他告诉我们这个爱怎样来,
the Lord tells us how we ought to love.
然后到了第17节,
and we look at verse 17,
或者16节,
or this, verse 16 rather.
不是我拣选, 不是你们拣选了我, 是我拣选了你们, 并且分派你们去结果子, 叫你们的果子长存, 使你们奉我的名, 无论向父求什么, 他就赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
我这样吩咐你们, 是要叫你们彼此相爱。
I commanded you this so that you may love one another.
主在这里第三次又提到这件事。
This is the third time the Lord has mentioned loving one another.
那这一个跟结果子密切关系。
This loving one another and bearing fruit is intimately interrelated.
那都是叫我们怎样住在基督里。
It tells us how to abide in Jesus, in Christ.
也叫我们怎样让基督住在我们里面。
And it tells us how to abide in Jesus Christ.
我们顺服再说我们走这一条十字架的道路。
When we obey and walk this path of the cross,
让圣灵不断地做工,
the Spirit will continuously do His work.
圣灵在我们身上结出果子,
the Holy Spirit will work on us that we may bear more fruit.
很自然我们能够遵守这个命令彼此相爱。
Naturally, we find ourselves more able to uphold this commandment of loving one another.
那我们再往前看哥林多前书第13章,
let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
他一开头讲到爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
So in verse 4 it starts with love is patient, love is kind.
那原文的翻译呢, 达比的翻译讲到, 爱乃是长久受苦又有恩慈。
In the Darby translation, its translation is love is long-suffering.
我们都很盼望我爱你, 你爱我, 大家感觉很舒服。
I'm sure we all want to achieve this. You love me, I love you, everybody loving one another.
但是在一个教会的生活里头, 常常不是这么一回事。
We want to do this, but this is often not the case within the church.
这里一开头就让我们看见爱是一个牺牲, 乃是一个长久受苦。
But we see that rather love is long-suffering, having to bear.
并且当你回应出去的时候, 你是要有恩慈。
When we are responding to others, we must have grace.
Kind.
When responding in love, we must be kind.
我们 想到主对我们是这样。
This is how the Lord treats us.
我们看主带领他十二个门徒。
When we see how the Lord led his 12 disciples,
他们特别是彼得。
Especially Peter.
这个话又快，反应又敏锐的人。
Who is Peter, who is quick to speak and very sensitive.
主呢，对他百般的忍耐。
The Lord had long suffered Peter.
在今天的教会当中，主对我们不也是如此吗？
Is the Lord now also bearing long suffering with us as well?
当我们还没有得救以前，
Before we were saved,
我们对主有百般的疑问。
We have many questions and unanswered questions for our Lord.
甚至我们顶撞主。
We even had conflict.
但是主对我们有何等大的忍耐。
But you see how great God's patience is with us.
今天在教会的生活当中，弟兄姊妹属灵生命有年长有年幼。
Within the church, all of us, our spiritual lives, there is a separation, there is a difference. There we have more mature and less mature brothers and sisters in the spirit.
有跟有些人属灵的功课愿意学习生命比较成熟的。
For those who are willing to learn to obey the Holy Spirit and learn, they're more mature in the spirit.
有些人比较属乎肉体的。
Some believers are more fleshly, carnal.
当我们聚在一起生活的时候，
When we are gathering together and living with each other,
我们首先遭遇的就是我们要很久忍耐。
First thing that we must learn is how to bear one another in long suffering.
这一个不是我们天然人有的。
This is not something that comes to us naturally in our earthly self.
但是如果我们接受主的教训，接受主的教导，我们学习住在主里面，让学习住在主的爱中，我们自然就能够容易学习彼此能够很久忍耐又有恩慈。
But if we accept God's teaching and if we obey God's word, we're able to learn this lesson on how to be patient and love.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not jealous.
嫉妒呢，乃是天然人一个罪性的一个表现，是从下头来的。
Jealousy is something that comes from the sinful nature of man.
从上头来的呢，不是嫉妒，乃是良善，乃是清洁。
But what comes from above is goodness and purity.
所以主在这里叫我们不要嫉妒，除非我们住在主里面，这一个爱，我们住在他的爱中，否则我们常常里面嫉妒别人的恩赐，嫉妒别人的好，嫉妒别人的成就等等。
We must not be jealous outside of God's love. When we are, we're often jealous of, we find ourselves being jealous of other people'sgifts, other people's achievements, so on and so forth.
我们想不要嫉妒，但是里面行不出来。
We know in our hearts that we do not want to be jealous, but we are unable to do that.
但是感谢主，当我们住在神的爱中，
We thank the Lord when we are abiding in God's love.
我们能够有上头来的这个良善跟清洁。
We have this purity, this goodness coming from above.
我们为着别人的成就，我们能够感谢主。
And because of what the Lord has accomplished, we thank the Lord for what He has accomplished.
那这里呢，又讲到这个爱是不自夸、不张狂、不做害羞的事。
It continues, love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly.
不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不希望。不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
这里讲到七个不，
here it talks of seven things that that love is not.
那我们在这里很自然就看见呢，啊，这些呢，除了最第六节不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理呢，前面六个都是讲到啊，我们这一个天然生命以自我为中心的败坏所显出来的情形。
So the five things mentioned before verse 6 talks about all the things that our fallen nature does.
但是呢，爱神圣的生命的彰显呢，完全跟这个不同。
But the manifestation of God's life in us is completely different from these things.
不自夸，不张狂。
God's love does not brag and is not arrogant.
自夸呢，乃是一个自高自大的一个表现。
Bragging is an expression of one's pride.
Pop up. 这一个呢，会把人赶走。
This will drive people away.
而不是让人感觉到你有这个爱流露出来。
And it does not manifest God's love, outwardly.
这个张狂呢，原文乃是一个啊，非常的 rude 啊，一个很粗鲁行为的表现。
And this arrogance in the original translation talks about being rude, crass, crude.
这一个呢，肯定不是一个爱里面所带有那一个柔和的性质。
This is not something that love, which is gentle, does.
那不做害羞的事。
Love does not act unbecomingly.
害羞的事呢，原文的意思呢是不合宜的事。
It's
unseemly.
So in the original translation, it says love does not act unseemly.
这一个啊，害羞的事呢，换句话说，你做了一些不好在公共场合。在光底下让人家看见的事情。
So this unseemly refers to actions or things you do in the light of day that is unseemly, unbecoming.
这是不合宜的事情。
Something that's unseemly, unbecoming.
你比方讲呢，啊，我们很多时候很喜欢关起门来，我跟你讲一些悄悄话。
Oftentimes we find ourselves gossiping.
这些话呢，如果要我在众人面前讲，就不好意思，会觉得羞愧。
This type of gossiping are things we say that we're unwilling to say in the light of day, unwilling to say publicly because it's unbecoming.
所以这些都不是一个爱的表现。
All these things are not an expression of God's love.
不求自己的益处。
So love does not seek its own.
在教会当中，我们应该多求啊弟兄姊妹别人的益处。
In the church, we must often seek the benefit of each other, of others.
我们的主呢，来到地上是为寻找拯救失丧的人。
Our Lord Jesus came to earth to seek, find, and save people in this world.
他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
The Lord was crucified on the cross for our sins.
保罗呢，他说他长求耶稣基督的事。
Paul says he has a mind after the things of God.
许多人甚至服侍的人都求自己的事。
But many, including those who are serving, are often seeking after their own.
这是保罗他心中有基督的爱。
Paul has the love of Christ within himself.
不轻易发怒呢，就是我们啊，一个有爱的人呢，啊，心中是一个慎重啊的人。
Love is not provoked. Those who love the Lord are much more has a much more tempered character.
啊，能够包，能够容忍。
A character that's able to tolerate and include others.
我们的天然人呢，很容易就把脾气发出来。
But our natural man easily gets angry.
而且不计算人的恶。
Love also does not take into account a wrong suffered.
我们如果把别人常得罪我们常常记在心中呢？
If、
我们怎么样表现出爱呢？
If we often hold on to grudges we have against other people, how can we love them, love each other?
别人对我们的短缺常存在我们心里，我们记着不放的时候，我们就没有办法表现出爱。
If we hold on to and keep thinking about other people's shortcomings and their faults, we will never be able to love.
当主被钉十字架的时候，主还在跟父求说：“父啊，他赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。”
When the Lord was crucified on the cross, he was still praying to the Father, saying, "Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
我们如果能够常常被浸在主这样的爱中，我们就不会去计算人的恶。
But if we are immersed in God's love like this, we would not take into account a wrong suffered by others.
然后爱它有一个性质，就是第六节，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And love has another characteristic, which is it does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
爱呢，它有一个特点呢，它不喜欢罪的。不义呢 ，iniquity， 这个跟罪或者是悖逆啊有关系。
Love is very particular. Does not rejoice. Is not like unrighteousness, iniquity, or rebellion.
他只喜欢真理。
It only loves truth. Rejoices with the truth.
所以虽然我们在教会中生活，我们知道彼此相爱，可是当有一些罪的问题进来的时候，我们要马上有一个警觉性，这不是啊，这个神圣爱的性质，我不能够去应用这个。
When we are in the church, living our church lives and trying to love one another, we must be mindful and be on guard against sin that may come in. We must realize this is not from God. It's not what we should be doing.
凡事呢，啊，要维持在真理的原则里头。
We must continue to hold and maintain the truth, being in the truth.
所以我们主耶稣在地上所做的啊，都是按着神的话而行。
All the actions performed by Lord Jesus on earth was in line with God's will.
即使啊，这个犯淫乱的妇人啊，要被石头打死，当人把他抓到主的面前。
There is an account where the adulteress was taken and brought before the Lord Jesus.
当主说你们没有罪的可以先下手把他用石头打死。
The Lord said to the crowd, those who have not sinned, cast the first stone.
没有人敢丢头一块石头，一个一个都走开了。
Not a single one of them was willing to cast a stone at her, and one by one they left.
主说没有人啊刑罚你吗
？And the Lord said to the adulteress, "Is there anyone here to condemn you?"
主说我也不啊责备你。
And the Lord says, "I also do not condemn you."
但是主说不要再犯罪。
But the Lord said to her, "Sin no more."
主讲这一句话乃是主为他的罪，他必须要上十字架。
The Lord is able to say this because he was going to be crucified on the cross for her sin.
主他的宝血洁净了这个妇人。
The Lord's precious blood cleansed this adulteress.
但是主告诉他不要再犯这个罪。
But the Lord said to her, "Do not sin anymore."
因为主生命的性质乃是爱真理。
Because the character of Christ's life is rejoicing with the truth.
因为主的生命是光的性质。
The character of our Lord is light.
因为有第六节这一句重要的话。
Because of this,
verse six. 所以接下来第七节能够讲到凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Verse seven continues says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
我们在正常的情形当中，我们应该包容、相信、盼望。
So in the normal situations, we must have faith, hope, love, and endure.
这样爱 就永不止息。
That is how that and when this happens, love will never fail.
永不止息呢的意思就是他不会慢慢的，好像遇到了许多挫折困难，慢慢的停下来，最后就停止不动了。
But love never fails speaks to how love will not diminish or diminish or decrease because of various situations.
我个人觉得，当我们的生命接上枝子，如同葡萄树在主的生命里面，我们有不断生命的供应呢，我们这个爱呢，能够胜过许多的难处，并且不断的成长。
When our lives are connected to the Lord, like the branches connected to the vine, we trust that the love that we receive is able to overcome all things.
让主的生命更多的彰显。
And it will make even more manifest the Lord's life.
所以到了第十四节十四章第一节，保罗说呢，你们要追求爱。
So chapter 14 verse 1 says, pursue love.
你们要追求这个。
You must pursue love.
这个是基督生命的帮彰显，是永存的。
This is the eternal manifestation of God's love.
因为当主显现的时候，我们不需要在信心里面跟随主了。
Because when the Lord appears, we no longer need to continue to walk in faith.
因为信心已经变成了眼见。
Because faith has become a reality.
啊，我们所盼望的主都成就了。
What we have hoped has been accomplished.
但是这个爱在我们生命的里面所结的果子是永存的。
But this the fruit that is bear the fruit of love that is born within us is forever.
所以我们要追求这个。
So we must pursue love.
但愿主的话激励我们。
May the word of God compel us and encourage us.
我们越过越警觉到，我们不要用天然人的爱去彼此相爱。
As we continue further, may we realize that we should not use our own natural love to love one another.
我们竭力的追求，能够住在主的爱中，顺服圣灵在我们身上的工作。我们经历主的爱越多，我们自然爱的流露，神圣爱的流露越自然。
When we pursue love and accept the work of the Holy Spirit on us, we are able to manifest God's love and have love flow out from us more freely.
所以当我们如果跟主的关系不正常，而我们还能够爱的时候，很有问题。
When our relationship with our Lord is abnormal and we are trying to love, this is a problem.
所以我们愿主的话能够更多提醒我们。
May the Lord's God's word continue to remind us.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a closing word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your gracious hands.
但愿圣灵更多的在我们里面来教导我们进入你话语的实际。
May your Holy Spirit teach us and guide us into your spiritual reality.
主啊，我们要承认我们都是不足的人。
Lord, we must confess that we are all we have all fallen short.
我们在教会的生活，彼此相爱的事上有许多的亏欠。
We have much to improve on in terms of loving one another.
但愿主你更多的在圣灵里面开启我们。
But Lord, through your Holy Spirit, you have enlightened us.
进入你所交通给我们的真理当中。
And you have allowed us to enter into the fellowship of the truth.
让我们能够更多的住在主的爱中。
And you have allowed us to be able to continue to live in your love.
就好像主你住在父的爱中一样
just as you abide in the Father's love.
好叫我们能够真实的彼此相爱
May we truly be able to love one another.
人就认出我们是你的门徒
So that others will know and see how we are your disciples.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你
Give our thanks and worship to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.